Members of Parliament on the Committee on Commission Statutory Authorities and State Enterprises, COSASE, have grilled officials from Soroti Fruit Factory over continued operational spending despite the absence of products on the Ugandan market while reviewing the Auditor General's report for the 2024-2025 financial year. The committee chaired by Busiro East Member of Parliament, Medard Lubega-Seguna, found that government pays all staff salaries and injects 10 billion Uganda shillings annually into the company with little to show for it. The report also highlighted a sharp rise in packaging costs from 300 million Uganda shillings in the 2023-2024 financial year to 700 million Uganda shillings in the year under review, even though the factory's products are not visible on the local market. Lawmakers found a question Chief Commercial Officer Sega Mariam testify over persistent losses in the accumulated arrears since the company's inception. In response, Finance Manager Julius Ekom said the arrears cited by the Auditor General are standing balances from previous years that have now been cleared.
Let me just answer the last question. The commercial officer uses their own car and don't use Soroti Foods car. It's handled in Maggi and we don't operate from Soroti Foods Limited. But I would give the chance to Mr. Julius to speak on the other terms.
In relation to the areas, this areas was money that had not been paid in the previous year. That is what was cleared in 2013. So in 2024, it wasn't there, but there are costs that are already in the appointment letters.